Lesson 10. Jesus who trumped over death. Jesus who died on the cross was buried in a tomb by Joseph of Arimathea, Mary, mother of Jesus, and certain women. They had covered the body in lined clothes with spices, as was the Jewish custom. Since Jesus had said that he shall rise on the third day, the Jewish leaders had the tomb sealed and guard posted there with the permission of Pilate. Early on Sunday, the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and some other women went to the tomb to anoint his body. On the way, they were asking one another, "Who will move the tombstone for us?" When they reached the tomb, there was a great earthquake. An angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy to tell the disciples. The empty tomb. When the women told them this, Peter and John ran to the tomb. John reached there first. Peering inside, he saw the lion but did not go in. Peter, who followed, entered the tomb. He saw the lion in one place and the head scarf along in another. Then the other disciple also went in, and they believed. The empty tomb became a proof of resurrection. Jesus is the Son of God, who defeated death and rose up in glory. Through his resurrection, Jesus manifested a glory that no one since created can claim. Prophecies. Jesus had foretold his resurrection. All three prophecies that Jesus made about his death end in the prediction of resurrection. The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Often in his teachings, Jesus used to speak about his resurrection. Renovating the temple. Once Jesus entered the temple of Jerusalem. He was very infuriated by the sight of money changers and those who sold cattle, sheep, and doves. He made a whip of cords and drove them all out of the temple, as he could not bear the pain of seeing his father's house made into a marketplace. The Jews asked him, "What sign can you show to prove that you have authority to do this?" Jesus replied, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Jesus said this about the temple, that is, his body. The sign of Jonah. Once, some scribes and Pharisees went to Jesus and asked for a sign. Jesus gave them the sign of prophet Jonah. The mission that God gave Jonah, one of the Old Testament prophets, was to go to Nineveh and preach for its conversion. But Jonah disliked the idea and boarded a ship to Tarsus instead. The sea became very rough. Realizing that Jonah was the cause of this, the sailors threw Jonah overboard. A whale swallowed him. After 3 days, the whale omitted him on a shore at Nineveh as the Lord commanded it. The sign that Jesus wanted to give the scribes and Pharisees was that he would be inside the earth for 3 days as Jonah was inside the whale. This indicates the 3 days that Jesus was in the town. This also contains the hint that after the 3 days, he shall rise. Risen Jesus appears. Jesus appears several times after the resurrection. The woman who heard about the resurrection from the angel ran to tell the disciples. Then Jesus came towards them and greeted them, saying, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Seeing the empty tomb, Mary Magdalene was weeping, not realizing that the Jesus had risen from the dead. Then Jesus appeared to her, even when he came near her, and asked, "Woman, why are you crying?" She thought it was the gardener. But when he called her Mary, she realized it was Jesus and said, "Rabboni," which in Hebrew means master. Jesus appeared twice to his disciples who were gathered in a closed room for fear of the Jews and greeted them saying, "Peace be with you." Later, he appeared to his disciples on the shore of Lake Tiberias. He even appeared to two of his disciples on the way to Emmaus. Thus, Jesus appeared to them on many occasions for 40 days after the resurrection and taught them more of the kingdom of God. Thus, he gave them enough proof that he was alive. Easter season. In the liturgical year, the fifth period is the Easter season. This lasts from the great feast of Easter to the feast of Pentecost. In this season, we praise Jesus, who manifested the glory of God by conquering death by his glorious resurrection. The mysteries of salvation that we meditate upon during this period are the resurrection of Jesus, the victory that he won over sin and death, the new life we got through the resurrection of Jesus, and the resurrection of Jesus as an assurance for our resurrection. New Sunday, Pudunyai. The first Sunday after Easter is known as New Sunday, Pudunyai in Malayalam. This is the Sunday when those who receive baptism on Easter participate fully. This is called the New Sunday because this is the day on which the experience of the new Christian life starts. This is also the day on which we remember the appearance of risen Jesus to Thomas. Hence, this is also known as St. Thomas Sunday. On that day, there is also the practice of going on pilgrimage to certain holy places named after St. Thomas. Malayattu is the most important among these pilgrim centers. Let us try to lead a new life, dying to sin and being born again with Jesus, who conquered death and sin by his resurrection. Let us pray. O Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, lead us, who rejoice in your resurrection, from darkness to light, from untruth to truth, from death to life. Read the word of God and narrate from the book John, chapter 20, verses 1 to 21. Word of God for our guidance. If Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain and your faith has been in vain. From the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 14. Let us do. Narrate the resurrection event of Jesus based on the Gospel of St. Luke. My decision. I will always praise the risen Lord, remembering His presence in me.